Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Casey Kendale. Batting second. The right fielder, Mitch Webster. Batting third. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andrés Galarraga. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stefero. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Neil Heaton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Neil Heaton. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Cohn. Pitching for the New York Mets, David Cohn. And now, play ball. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendale takes first base on ball four. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kendale. The throw from Carter and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. One out. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry who is chasing the ball. Raines reaches third base with a triple. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Galarraga scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel takes first base on ball four. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Heaton. Teufel moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Kendale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andrés Galarraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galarraga hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stefero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Galarraga moves to second. Tom Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Foley reaches second base with a double. Galarraga scores. Law moves to third. It's 1-0, Expos. Neil Heaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heaton for the out. Two outs. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Galarraga scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strawberry for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Raines steals second. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallach hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andrés Galarraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galarraga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galarraga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raines scores. It's 2-0, Expos. John Stefiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Con Galarraga moves to second. John Stefiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Stefiro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galarraga scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law takes first base on ball 4. Stefiro moves to second. Tom Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. David Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn bunts towards the mound. Heaton fields it and throws to first for the out. Magadan moves to second. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Magadan moves to third. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Teufel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webster. Teufel reaches second base with a double. Magadan scores. It's 3-1, Expos. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Galarraga scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Neil Heaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton is 0 for 1 in the game. Heaton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cohn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 2 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Carter reaches second base with a double. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Expos, 3, Mets, 3. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webster. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Magadan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Magadan moves to second. It's 4-3, Mets. David Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 0 in the game. Cohn strikes out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Kendall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Scalarraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galarraga is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Galarraga hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stefero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stefero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wallach moves to second. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Tom Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Foley reaches second base with a double. Neil Heaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton is 0 for 2 in the game. Heaton bunts towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Teufel covering, for the out. Foley moves to third. One out. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kendall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 3 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leach juggles the ball. That's an error on Leach. Foley scores. That run is unearned. It's Expos, 4, Mets, 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webster moves to second. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Johnson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strawberry. The throw from Stefiro and he is safe. Strawberry steals second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strawberry. The throw from Stefiro and he is safe. Strawberry steals third. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Magadan hits a fly ball into center field. Kendall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Strawberry tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Mets. Terry Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Stefiro and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Lee Mozilli pinch hits for Terry Leach. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 6-4, Mets. Tim Burke now pitching. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Gene Walter now pitching. Andrés Galarraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galarraga is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Galarraga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Fitzgerald pinch hits for John Steffero. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Law takes first base on ball 4. Tom Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Fitzgerald now catching. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Teufel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reigns. Teufel reaches second base with a double. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Galarraga scoops it up and throws to first, with Burke covering, for the out. Teufel moves to third. 2 outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Strawberry is walked intentionally. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. McReynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Tim Burke. Wally Backman now playing second base. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a line drive towards the mound. Walter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-4 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Sorensen now pitching. Reed Nichols now playing right field. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Gene Walter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walter bunts towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Magadan moves to second. 2 outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 4 in the game. Wilson is walked intentionally. Bob McClure now pitching. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Howard Johnson now playing third base. Al Petrique now playing shortstop. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrique fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Sisk now pitching. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raines moves to third. Andres Galarraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galarraga is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Galarraga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines scores. Wallach moves to second. One out. It's 6-5, Mets. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Law hits a line drive into center field. Wilson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. Wallach scores. Law moves to second. It's Expos, 6, Mets, 6. Dave Engel pinch hits for Tom Foley. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Casey Kendall now playing shortstop. Dave Engel now playing right field. Reed Nichols now playing center field. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 4 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Galarraga scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. One out. Randy St. Clair now pitching. Herm Winningham now playing center field. Reed Nichols now playing right field. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kendall misplays the ball. That's an error on Kendall. Carter moves to second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 4 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. St. Clair fields it and throws to second for the out. Carter moves to third. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 6. The Expos will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Kendall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nichols moves to second. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winningham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nichols moves to third. Kendale moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and a walk. Raines hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-6, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pedrick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andres Galarraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galarraga is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Galarraga hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galarraga moves to third. Randy Myers now pitching. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Law hits a ball on the ground towards second. Backman throws to second for 1, and Pedrick throws to first, and Hernandez drops the ball. Galarraga scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 11-6, Expos. Randy St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 11, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Al Pedrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pedrick hits a fly ball into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lenny Dykstra pinch hits for Randy Myers. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykstra moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykstra moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Andy McGaffigan now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 5 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykstra scores. Wilson moves to third. Backman moves to second. 2 outs. It's 11-7, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 11, and New York Mets, 7. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.